Bullough said he doesn't have much to say about the backlash against the Mast Order or critics who think he's on an authority trip. He said the actions they've taken are no different than what's been done at many other locations around the globe.
There's none of us that want to be in the middle of this, and we're all trying our best to make sure that we can balance public safety, public health, and the economy. It's good that the travel is up. It's good that the business and the economy sector is beginning to show signs of life. But on the flip side of that, you know, we see a surge in cases. And so it's just a matter of balancing it.
He said that masks are the best tool they've got to allow businesses to stay open while protecting their employees. While some critics have alleged that masks are not effective or that they can cause contamination problems of their own, Bullough said the data is clear.
Nothing is completely black and white, but there's been multiple studies done on epidemiological studies, first of all, so population-based studies that have compared mortality, spread of COVID, all kinds of different factors in communities and cultures that encourage and wear masks and those that don't. And it's very clear that mortality is decreased with masks. Spread of COVID is decreased with masks.
He said he's following the population-based studies.
Every time that you focus on a specific individual, an inconvenience, or you know somebody getting a sore throat by wearing a mask, that's not the take-home message. We're trying to manage this condition across a population of people. And absolutely, you know, masks can be inconvenient. I've been wearing one now for several weeks. I've gotten used to it. It's become a reflex to put it on when I'm around anybody. And certainly in indoor settings when you're in close proximity, et cetera. So the evidence is clear. And I know there's always going to be people saying it isn't. But I'm very comfortable in where the data fall and what the conclusions are related to masks stopping or at least controlling the spread of COVID by about 80%, 70 to 80%. Decrease in spread.
While a decision on a statewide mask mandate is reportedly imminent from Governor Gary Herbert, Bullough said they haven't lobbied the state, but they favor a rule for all of Utah. He said it would be easier if they had a consistent rule in all the counties. On a related topic, parents and students are waiting to hear if schools will reopen. Park City School District has not made an announcement, but South Summit has a plan in place. Bullough reminded residents that the schools are not in his jurisdiction, and it was the state that closed classrooms this spring. He said he met recently with all three county districts.
And obviously there are guidelines that the State Office of Education has issued and the governor has supported. But there's variability within those plans. You know, what's most impressed me is that all of the districts have done surveys. They've surveyed their parents. They've surveyed their teachers and their staff and faculty, trying to figure out what they want, what they need for their education.
In the meantime, he said his job on the school campuses is to track the cases.
Because there will almost certainly be cases in schools. We don't want to be in a situation where we're having to isolate large number of students. And so we're trying to figure out how we identify the cases early, trace their contacts, and isolate appropriately, similar to some other conditions like pertussis or some other condition in schools. So we're not taking these sweeping measures and we're not forced in. You know, for example, Wasatch had a single case and had to isolate 2,700 people last school year, 2,700 students. We don't want to be in that situation.
Summit County Health Director Rich Bullough. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.